The King Dudes Acadiana Steak Seasoning and Beast and Butt Rubs are proud to be featured in the new Christendom Trade and Business Directory. And I bet you have a favorite restaurant sauce or rub, too. Please register farms and foods you love to eat and trade with today at upontheserocks.co.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, June 17th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. ExxonMobil hits back after Biden threatens energy producers. Biden extends the power grab by continuing the emergency declaration of COVID-19. U.S. mortgage rates jump in the largest increase since 1987, and JAWS is back in the news again, terrorizing the East Coast. ExxonMobil hits back after Biden threatens energy producers, our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
The leaders of Germany, France, and Italy are in Kiev on Thursday for talks with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The need for more weapons and Ukraine's EU membership bid top the agenda. French President Emmanuel Macron announced a fresh weapons package for Ukraine and said the besieged country can count on Europe. Ukraine's President Zelensky has said he is grateful for a new $1 billion support package from the Biden administration as Russia presses home its advantage in eastern Ukraine. "We are defending Donbas," he said, saying that the Ukrainian army had proved itself despite the significant advantage of the Russian army in the number of soldiers and equipment. Russia's continued invasion of Ukraine is unpopular worldwide, and that is something that Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, has not really dealt with or even acknowledged in terms of media, and it'll be interesting to see whether or not he changes course and does acknowledge that. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
The Biden administration plans to extend its power grab by continuing the emergency declaration over COVID-19 before it expires, a Department of Health and Human Services official indicated on June 16th. Don O'Connell, HHS Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response, said during a Senate hearing that the administration is sticking with its promise to give states ample notice prior to determining the public health emergency declaration. "We will give 60 days notice before it comes down," O'Connell told Senator Richard Burr from North Carolina, a Republican, the top Republican, in fact, on the Senate Health Committee. The emergency was declared by then-Health Secretary Alex Azar on January 31st of 2020. Azar, a Trump appointee, repeatedly extended the declaration. Well, Health Secretary Xavier Becerra, an appointee of Biden, has continued the trend. Becerra last extended the emergency on April 12th for 90 days. That means it should expire in mid-July unless it is extended again. U.S. mortgage rates jumped 5.78% in the largest one-week increase since 1987, reported Freddie Mac on June 16th after the Federal Reserve hiked interest rates the day prior, adding further pressure on homebuyers and slowing down the already weak housing market. The average for a 30-year loan jumped to 5.78% by more than a half a percentage point, up from 5.23% last week, the highest it's been since November of 2008 during the housing crisis. Our quote of the day: "The past does not belong to me. The future is not mine. With all my soul, I try to make use of the present moment." Saint Faustina. And coming up, our saint of the day, a virgin devoted to the care of orphans, children, the sick, and the needy. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey folks, it's the King Dude with episode one of Bougie Development Dweller Barbecue Summer Tips and Recipes. Everybody wants to know what makes the perfect rack of barbecue ribs. Well, first of all, you need the perfect pig to get the rack. Second of all, guys, it's all in the method. Let me give you some tips on how to do this and do it right. Number one, learn how to demembrify the backside of the ribs. Number two, trim off any excessive fat. Number three, You want to go with St. Louis style barbecue ribs. And number four, you're going to want to use my Beast and Butt Rub combined with a nice little mixture of olive oil and mustard. For the entire recipe, the cooking times, and everything you'll need to make the most perfect rack of barbecue ribs, go to MikeChurch.com/rubs today. That's MikeChurch.com/rubs for Beast and Butt Rub, Acadiana Steak Seasoning, and all of my recipes and rubs. And we'll see you next time for another episode of Bougie Development Dweller Barbecue Tips and Secrets and Recipes and anything else I can make up.
Our saint of the day is Saint Emily de Villalar. For 15 years, Emily was the good angel of Gaillac, devoting herself to the care of children neglected by their parents and to the help of the poor generally. In 1832, her maternal grandfather died, leaving her a share of his estate, which was quite a considerable fortune. She bought a large house at Gaillac and took possession of it with three companions. Others joined them, and 3 months later, the archbishop authorized the abbey to clothe 12 postulants with the religious habit. They called themselves the Congregation of Sisters of St. Joseph of the Apparition. Their work was to be in the care of the needy, especially the sick, and the education of children. And in 1835, she made her profession with 17 other sisters and received the formal approval for the rule of the congregation. Jaws is back in the news again. A great white shark, estimated at least 15 feet in length, was filmed swimming alongside a vacationing family on a boating trip near Cape Cod, striking fear into the hearts of beachgoers again. No word whether this was the same shark named Breton who has been seen gaining notoriety in recent days. The one that was seen off the coast of Florida recently, estimated at around 1,500 pounds. In this sighting, a family of five from Iowa had just chartered a fishing boat to catch lobster on Monday when they spotted the 15-foot giant swimming just feet from the vessel, just below the water's surface. And according to jaw-dropping footage posted on Facebook, the shark, estimated at 1,500 pounds as well, was spotted about 4 miles off the coast of Wellfleet in Cape Cod in about 60 feet of water. And now a cultural affairs brief with Christopher.
Earlier this week, it was announced that the latest Disney Pixar film, Lightyear, will not be released for the Middle East markets due to a same-sex kiss between two females in the film, which was added in response to Florida's anti-child grooming bill. Lightyear star Chris Evans has now said that anyone who has a problem with the same-sex kiss are, quote, idiots who will die off like the dinosaurs. How Evans expects that the lineage of degenerates who cannot reproduce is going to outlast those of us who can is unclear. In response to Evans being cast as Lightyear, replacing Tim Allen, the original Buzz, actress Patricia Heaton was quoted as saying, why would they completely castrate the Buzz Lightyear character? Well, Miss Heaton, now you know. I'm Christopher Lawrence, and this has been a cultural news brief.
Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.